Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
As always, thanks to the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime. Since 2010, visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. AJ Cassavell's Penn State guys last night nearly upset Michigan.
I was going to start the conversation with them.
All right, let's bring him on. Hi, AJ. How are you, sir?
What's up, guys? Yeah, nearly beat Michigan, but there's, unfortunately, through the years, there's been a lot of nearly beat, nearly did this with Penn State basketball.
Well, your guys did a heck of a lot better than our guys.
Than everybody else has done. Yeah.
Everyone else. Yeah, it was nice. It was a nice game. It was a nice performance, and I just am.
That's all you get.
Penn State basketball's done this before. There's a whole lot of tried really hard, but didn't quite.
AJ, let's start a little bit more in general before we get to the Padres specifically. As we move along here in free agency, we're, the first week of January, everybody knows where we are. But do we have more or less big names still out there than usual? Or is this about the same? The Bichettes and Bregmans and, there's some pretty good Bellingers, players still out there. And Kyle Tucker, right?
Romber Valdez.
You can go on and on. So is this more or is this normal, you think?
I think it's around normal, I would say slightly more. The interesting part is kind of the way the market, you expect like when one of these guys signs, then like other guys' markets, but like they'll start going off the board too. They're all like intertwined. You have Bellinger and Tucker, and the fact that Tucker's going to make more money, Bellinger's a little bit more versatile. Who gets Tucker? Who then is now in play for Bellinger and needs him a little bit more? Like, there may be slightly more guys than there usually are, but it feels like the guys that are out there, when one of them comes off the board, all of a sudden the markets and the other guys will move too. Just because, like you said, it's Framber Valdez, Ranger Suarez, like those kind of guys tied in together. It'll be interesting to see what happens over the next month and how that all plays out. And frankly, what happens on the trade market too.
AJ, it's been a relatively slow off season for the Pods. I mean, outside of Michael King and the Sungmon Sung signing, not a lot. What? If anything, should we make of the fact that A.J. Preller still is not extended at this point?
I still think that this becomes a story, like a real storyline worth monitoring once we get to the season. Okay. If A.J. Preller is not extended by the time the season starts, then it's officially a lame duck season for him. And it's
spring training? Are we defining it?
I think the season, because this is also the type of thing that I think you see sometimes happen just before the season. I don't know the specifics of, like, when we've talked to AJ about it, which we did after the Michael King contract, he kind of downplayed it and said he's busy, he's doing his own job, doing his own things, and he doesn't seem too worried about it. And obviously ownership put out their statement to the Union Tribune last month saying they expect it to get done. Spring training is kind of right down the road. I think 5 weeks away from yesterday is when pitchers and catchers will report. But I think when we get to the season, or maybe breaking camp in Peoria, that's when it becomes like, uh-oh, what's happening here? But until then, I still think there's time for this thing to get done, and it's not. I'm not calling it a lame duck year yet because it's not. We haven't gotten to that part of the calendar.
AJ Cassavelle covers the Padres and has done it well for many years here. MLB.com. To me, AJ, on December 18th, I was really worried that the Padres just weren't going to do anything, and maybe we didn't have the wherewithal. And then December 19th came, and Michael King agreed to come back here on a 3-year deal. Whether it was, you know, team friendly or not, to me it was a, you know, pretty big change from what I had, you know, was starting to think. So should that have signaled the fact that maybe we can hope to get another name player, or should we be resigned to the fact that that might be kind of the one big move we can make?
I think that's the one big move in free agency the Padres would make. That doesn't mean they can't get another big name player. I know, like AJ Preller in the past, like they look at the past few, I guess spring trainings or off seasons, like just before the season starts, he's gone out and gotten a starting pitcher. He got Dylan Cease. He got Nick Pivetta. He got Sean Manaea, like one after the other late in the spring. And I think two of those were via trade. And so there's still probably some wherewithal to get a bigger name via trade. Granted, the Padres system is a little bit more depleted than it has been in the past, but in terms of splurging and free agency on some of these bigger name guys, I think that seems unlikely. And it also, I don't know if it's necessarily what they need. I mean, their offense is relatively complete minus a first baseman, and their rotation, while like you absolutely would add a number one or number two starter if you could, I think if they add a couple more guys toward the back end, they can feel pretty comfortable with what they've got.
AJ Cassavelle joins us here and he covers the Padres via MLB.com. And AJ, let me ask you this, because if it boils down to one or the other, and given how the season ended, postseason, and really through the end of the last couple of months of the season, which side would you go with? Would you add pitching or would you add the bat?
So they're going to add both, but if they're going to splurge on one, or if they're going to pay for one, if they're going to go out, I think I would say offense.
Yeah.
Just because like they have a track record of being able to find pitchers and making them into guys who work at the back of the rotation.
Yeah.
They did it last year. Randy Vasquez was, I think, outstanding. I think they can find a guy like that and just slot him in and maximize him with what they get from Ruben Niebla, with what they get from their pitching group, with what they get from the ballpark effects. I think if they're gonna kind of spend, whether it's in free agency or whether it's trade capital in a deal, it would be for that one bat.
Yeah.
But again, I think there are resources enough to kind of spread it around, and they need both things. They're going to get both things. The question is, like, how much of what you have do you allocate to each one? And I'm with you. I think it's imperative that they get a bat, and probably a bat that has some power.
AJ, I want to ask you about a couple of Padres. Actually, both are former Padres at the moment. And what do you think, A, about Luis Arraez? I mean, his name, you know, it's going to keep popping up here until somebody signs him. And whether the Padres are truly interested in bringing him back. And then I'm curious what you thought about the Ha-Seon Kim signing in Atlanta, the amount that they paid for him. Not to say that the Padres would have been interested in bringing him back, but what did you think of that signing also?
I thought it was a good deal for the Braves, and I kind of think the Braves, after last season, I know they struggled last year, like I would pick them as kind of a team to watch in the National League East, because Phillies are getting a little older, the Mets have obviously their own concerns, and the Braves have filled out their roster, and Ha-Seon Kim's obviously an outstanding defender. He can kind of serve that shortstop role. Thought it was a good signing for Atlanta. I also think that, like, if Luis, to the Luis Arraez aspect of it, like, given what the offense lacked, I don't know if that's the direction the Padres want to go in, but I also know that Luis Arraez loved San Diego, and the Padres like Luis Arraez, the person and the clubhouse guy. And so it kind of depends on what his market ends up being. And to this point, like, we don't really know what Luis Arraez's market is. We don't know what other teams are offering him. And so if the deal's right, I think there's a path for a return, but I also don't think that's necessarily what the Padres are looking for because of the struggles they had with power last season, with slugging. And I do think they're going to address some of those concerns just by turning the calendar to 2026. I mean, for Fernando Tatis Jr., Jackson Merrill, Manny Machado, you shouldn't be finishing, I think, 28th in the league in slugging. But with those guys, like they can always use a little bit more, and I think that's probably where they'll focus their resources.
AJ, the conversation seems to have cooled, and the Padres did their best to cool it in terms of Mason Miller or Adrian Mordejon or some of those names we heard maybe converting to a starter. Do you think they could still look at a guy like David Morgan and perhaps take a look at him as a starter?
I think it's possible that they would do something like that, maybe depending on what they do over the next few weeks and what they can find in the rotation. But they seem so committed to having this bullpen and having and not taking away from what is like an obvious strength, what is probably the best bullpen in baseball. You build that bullpen as the best bullpen in baseball, not to take away from it, but to like pair other aspects of your team with it. And that's what you're doing, because I think David Morgan probably has maybe not higher value as a reliever, but he has a clearer path to being successful as a reliever. He's shown that he can be really good in that role, and I think the Padres view him as taking a next step next season in serving some relatively high leverage innings. So while I think it's possible that one of these guys could do that, I think it's maybe more likely that, I don't know, the Padres, if they were to trade from that bullpen to acquire a starting pitcher and keep David Morgan where they know he's good, I think that's probably a more likely avenue. I don't even know if that's likely. It all kind of depends on how they go about finding the arm or two that I think they still need to fill out the back end of their rotation. But these are avenues that I don't think are closed for the long-term future with a guy like Morgan. But I just really think going into 2026, he was outstanding in the bullpen last year. Your bullpen's an obvious strength. They've said multiple times they don't want to take away from that. And so I see him kind of staying where he is.
AJ, real quick before I let you go, who's the likely, if anyone, to be the Tirso Ornelas, Oscar Gonzalez, probably leaving a few other names out, but, you know, guys that are on the fringe or high AAA or, you know, guys they want to take a look at that might open some of our eyes at spring training this year?
Well, you mentioned one of them, Tirso Ornelas.
Okay.
Kind of can fill that role, because I think I was kind of looking into like what their bench options could be going into this season, and they don't have a ton of upper level pieces that I would say are guys that could fit with the roster. But if they're looking for a bat that can play some outfield, and a lot of this is obviously dependent on what AJ Preller does and what moves he makes the rest of the way. But they could use just another bat, and especially a lefty bat. And I don't think Tirso Ornelas has really gotten that chance. He obviously has a lot of the tools to make it work. I could just see him contending for one of those bench places. But again, I'm going to wait and see what they do the rest of the offseason. Because to me, if you're drawing out the bench right now, they need to find another catcher. I'm not going into the season with Luis Camposano as my only backup catcher. I'd like to have at least a third option, someone who can compete with him in spring training. But then there's two more places on the bench. And maybe one of those goes to whichever the catchers loses that competition. But then there's another spot, and I want a bat. I want some maneuverability for Craig Stammen, and maybe Ornelas could be that guy.
I can't believe you don't believe in the threat of Luis Camposano yet.
I mean, he could be a righty weapon off the bench.
I'm just saying,
maybe don't go into the season as your backup catcher.
I hope so. I hope it works for him. All right, AJ, as always, you are the man. Thank you so much for your time. We'll see you down in Arizona soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, see you soon. Has Scraby recovered yet?
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.